We have the headlines with Dan the Man Conifer. Dan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, John. Schools have reopened in the grief-stricken community of Newtown in Connecticut for the first time since last week's massacre, but not the Sandy Hook Elementary School where 20 children and 6 adults were shot dead. Australian tourists returning from Fiji say they're relieved to be home after Cyclone Evan battered the Pacific nation. Fijian officials have declared a state of disaster following Evan. South Koreans go to the polls today to elect a new president. It's expected to be a tight race and both candidates are promising more engagement with North Korea. Jacob Zuma has been re-elected as leader of South Africa's governing African National Congress. He received an overwhelming majority of votes cast by some 4,000 delegates. Gunmen have shot dead 6 health workers, including 5 women working on a polio vaccination campaign in Pakistan. And police are investigating a fatal shooting in Punch Bowl in Sydney's southwest overnight. It's the second fatal shooting in the same suburb in 2 months. And Facebook's photo sharing site Instagram has changed its privacy policy, giving it the right to sell users' photos to advertisers without their permission. And the US Court of Appeals has ordered the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to keep its distance from the Japanese whaling fleet. The Japanese have won an injunction that prevents the anti-whaling activists from attacking or getting closer than 500 yards, that's 450 metres, to the whalers, but it's unclear if the Sea Shepherd's captain, Paul Watson, will comply with that.
Our objective is to make sure that no whales are killed, and we'll go about that the same way we have over the last 8 years, non-violently and legally.
And how do you intend to do that? Do you intend to get closer than 500 yards to the Japanese whaling fleet?
Well, you know, we never go into details on how we're going to do it. Over the last 2 years, we've been very successful. We've got the Japanese quite upset about that.
He was speaking to AM reporter Felicity Ogilvie. And briefly in sport, Australian cricket captain Michael Clarke is confident he'll be fit for the upcoming Boxing Day test against Sri Lanka.